when a child is born, his or her family likely hope for the best of them, or for them, for health, for education, for happiness, and more.
But according to our next guest, not every child has the same access to opportunity to reach their full potential. She says that in the U.S., children of color disproportionately feel the effects of poor educational results, poverty, and structural discrimination, and that equality isn't in the cards for all of our kids at this time.
Nancy Dowd is a professor and David Levin Chair in Family Law at the University of Florida Levin College of Law. She is the author of several books, including Reimagining Equality, A New Deal for Children of Color. Nancy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. What exactly is developmental equality?
Well, in a nutshell, it means the idea that we would support the full developmental capacity of every child. So development then would be an equality right. If you want to imagine those kids in the nursery at the hospital, that we would say for every single one of those children who were born relatively cognitively equal, that we are going to equally support them as an equality right so that they come to the threshold of adulthood with the best possible opportunity to succeed as adults.
Why is it essential to children's growth and opportunity?
Well, remember, again, children are vulnerable. They are dependent on us.
Right.
And so they can't grow and develop without us. And the us is their families, their communities, and also all of us, all of society. So they are at our mercy, right?
Yeah.
And so are their families, so are their communities. So it's essential that they have the kind of inputs to bring that capacity that they are born with to its fullest fruition. And at the same time, if there are adversities along the way, unavoidable adversities, for example, that we would help them and support them and provide them with resilience to move through that adversity. But we wouldn't put blocks or challenges or adversities in their path. We wouldn't make things more difficult. And at the same time, we would be fully supporting them. And so it makes enormous, even if it's self-interested, human capacity. We would have a better society if everyone achieved their full developmental capacity. Because think of all the qualifications and rich capacity and skill they'd have as adults. So it's all good. It's not just that we're doing this out of because we care about kids, but also we care about ourselves,
right,
as adults. It's to generate a better society.
Nancy, can you talk about the barriers that exist for children of color? And based on your research for your book, Black Boys, when it comes to equal development.
Yes, I think I can. Well, I throw out three critical markers. If you were to look at a black boy in the hospital right now, just born today,
right,
you would say, okay, he has a better than one-third chance to be born in poverty. He has only a 50% chance of graduating from high school. And he has a one-in-three chance, and in some areas more than that, but at least a one-in-three chance of being incarcerated in his lifetime. So you take those three things, the impact of poverty, the impact of inadequate education, and the impact of incarceration, and that's a setup for failure, right? It's a funneling towards failure instead of a support for success. And it's a pattern of early adversity that gets not better but worse in school, that has some particular challenges in adolescence. And then there is this sort of irony that racial identity, in the sense of a pride and a sense of strength in terms of one's racial identity, is both a plus and a minus, right? Because of the degree of stereotype and biases interacts negatively with that very strength. So it's really a pattern for black boys in particular, but they aren't the only kids who are at the bottom of the ladder. But they are by looking at their life patterns, you go, wow, this is just hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. It doesn't mean that some don't succeed.
Right.
But it's not what you would hope for any child, which is that we are helping and supporting them moving forward, and we don't put anybody in a better position, and we don't put a brick wall that has to be gone over or around or through in front of others.
Nancy Dowd is professor and David Levin chair at Family Law at the University of Florida Levin College of Law. And she's written a book called Reimagining Equality, A New Deal for Children of Color. And we're talking about how to make sure that all of our kids, regardless of color, succeed. Nancy, I want to share a personal story with you and then ask you a question. Now,
okay.
I grew up in Philadelphia, but I spent a year, my kindergarten year, in a suburb of Camden. And mm-hmm. I was one of only two African-American kids at that particular school. Mm-hmm. And a few months in, we had received a letter from the teacher to take home for our parents to sign. And me, because I was fortunate enough to where my mom taught me how to read pretty well at a very young age. She started reading to me very, very early.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the letter and read it. And my mom picked me up. She usually did every day at the playground to walk me home. And she happened to be talking to my teacher and her assistant. And I said, Mom, you know, we're going to the museum or wherever it was. And the teacher looked at me and she asked me, how did I know that? And I told her I read it. And she looked at me and she said, no, you didn't. And I said, yeah, I read it. And then my mother looked at her and said, you know, my son can read. And she gave me the letter. She said, Darrell, read the letter. And so I read the letter in its entirety. And the teacher was shocked. Her and her assistant looked at each other. And I was in school for 5 months. And the teacher or her assistant never knew that I actually knew how to read. And that was 1973-1974 school year. And so my question to you is that some of the barriers that kids, especially black boys, are facing today? Has things really changed around the country as far as expectations are concerned?
Well, I think I would say probably some change, but it's remarkably disappointing that the perceptions and the biases continue to persist. So the data would say, would be consistent with your experience. For example, when you look at kids who are excluded from preschool and kindergarten, they are disproportionately kids of color and disproportionately boys. Same thing with we're still looking at discipline patterns, exclusion patterns, assumptions of lack of capability, assumptions that kids of color, but particularly boys, are going to be a problem, and not perceiving them as kids of capability, of intellectual capability, of being at the and anywhere in the class, but particularly in the top of the class. So I think the data would tend to say to us that there has been a stagnancy in terms of cognitive bias, in terms of assumptions about kids, so that particularly for black boys, school makes things worse. In other words, whatever disadvantage is suffered from birth to five, right?
Right.
When you get to school, it doesn't get better. It isn't as if the kids come to the schoolhouse door and say, okay, let's evaluate where everybody is. All right, if they're not in the same place, let's get them to the same place, because that right. would be the idea that we can make things up. It's not as if it's etched in stone. Instead, the gaps widen, and they particularly widen in a way that is exacerbated by gender as well as race. So black boys are disproportionate. And then, mm-hmm. of course, you get discipline policies that start pushing them into the juvenile justice system. So again, this high school graduation rate, for example, is linked back to what's happening in elementary school.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Nancy Dowd is a professor and the David Levin Chair in Family Law at the University of Florida Levin College of Law. Her new book is called Reimagining Equality, A New Deal for Children of Color.